When Buttercup got the news that Wesley had been murdered, she went into her room and shut the door. For days, she neither slept nor ate. She swore she would never love again. 5 years later, the main square of Florence City was filled as never before to hear the announcement of the great Prince Humperdinck's bride-to-be.
"My people,"
announced the prince,
"my new bride was once a commoner like yourselves. Perhaps you will not find her so common now. I give you Princess Buttercup."
The princess appeared in a royal dress, but with a deep sadness in her beautiful eyes. Buttercup's emptiness consumed her. Although the law of the land gave Humperdinck the right to choose his bride, she did not love him. Despite Humperdinck's reassurance that she would grow to love him, the only joy she found was on her daily horseback ride. And we know about that. One day, she drew her horse to a stop before three odd-looking men, one short and colorfully dressed, one tall and agile, and the third, a giant. "We are but lost circus performers," said the shortest of the men. "Is there a village nearby?"
"There's nothing nearby, not for miles," said Buttercup.
"Then there will be no one to hear you scream," the man said, as the giant stepped forward and pulled the princess from her horse. Buttercup soon learned that the giant was named Fezzik, and the short man, who was the leader of the group, was named Fizzini. As the princess was led onto a small ship, she heard the sound of ripped cloth from the shore. "This is fabric from the army uniform of an army officer of Gildor, the land across the sea," Fizzini said to his comrades. "When the prince sees this fabric on the princess's horse, he'll think she's been kidnapped by the Gildarians. And when he finds her body dead on the Gildor frontier, their suspicions will be confirmed." J. Martin and Evan.